All right, good morning. It is 8:47 at WFIR. Time now for Ask the Expert. My guest today, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Joey.
Listen, good to have you along, Don. Hope you're doing well. How are you this morning?
Yeah, we're doing okay.
Great. Now, Don, as we get the segment underway, of course, we are still dealing with COVID-19, social distancing, what have you. Don, as we start out, how has the coronavirus affected Evergreen Memorial Trust from conducting funerals, Don? And are you even allowed to make burials right now?
Oh, yes. We've been making burials all along. We've had to turn it back a little bit with the social distancing and limiting the numbers that can attend the interment service. But we've had all of our services as scheduled. I guess the only interments that we haven't had were some cremated remains that were scheduled to be buried, and they put those off. But we've done all of our other burials just as the families have scheduled and wanted them to take place.
Ask the Expert this morning, my guest, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. And Don, in conducting the funerals and burials and what have you, what are you doing differently? Because COVID-19 is pretty much affecting everything. So what do you have to do now?
Yeah, well, one thing that we've started doing is we have been Zoom recording and sending out our interment services at the gravesite. So, I think everybody's familiar with Zoom, and we just have that offering at each of the interment services because we are limited to the number of people who could come. And with Zoom, you're virtually there. So that's been working out pretty well. It's not ideal, but it's the best that we can do right now. So we've been offering the Zoom interment services. We've also just rolled out virtual visits, which is a free service we're offering to families that say you wanted to send an Easter lily to your loved one's grave at the cemetery. You can sign up on our website at Evergreen Memorial Trust and make a request to have flowers that you have delivered to our office set out, and we send digital picture or whatever that the individual wants us to do. And so that's a virtual visit, so they can have someone visit their loved one's grave, even though they're not able to themselves.
So that's some of the new programs that you're rolling out right now for families?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That we've just started that last week, so we're getting some good response to it already.
Speaking with Don Wilson, Evergreen Memorial Trust, on Ask the Expert this morning. Don, of course, the greenways are closed. Are you noticing more people, or are more people, Don, utilizing the cemetery grounds for walks, et cetera, and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen a lot more folks walking, strolling their babies, riding bikes through our cemeteries, and we're glad to have a place for them to go that's safe and peaceful and tranquil, and just a place to get out because the gyms are closed, the greenways are closed. We even put up a couple of dog waste stations at the outside the entrances of Evergreen Burial Park because we've seen so many dogs being walked in the neighborhood, and they seem to be taking advantage of that.
Well, Don, if any of our listeners today have any questions on how you are conducting things with COVID-19, or any questions in general about Evergreen, how can they reach you?
Yeah, well, the website at Evergreen Memorial Trust, of course, or call me at 342-2593. We just want to give an opportunity to give back to the community and just hope that folks will, be able to find some peace somehow through our cemetery.
Well, Don, it's always a pleasure to have you along on Ask the Experts, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. And until then, my friend, take care. Good to have you.
All right. You do the same. Thanks, Joey.
Good morning. It is 8:51. This has been Ask the Expert, WFIR.